Okay, I realize that most of the world has already done that from Dalid. I'm in Los Angeles. It's 7:40 at night. I'm in the airport, but I'm going to be recording Daf Mem Dalet if anybody wants to. Listen, says the Mishnah, Heviu lefanav maliach. They brought in front of him any salty food. Tchila. Upas imo. Then they brought bread afterwards to lessen the saltiness of the salty food. Mevarech ala maliach upoter es hapas. You make a bracha on the salty food, that exempts you from bracha on the bread, because the salty food is the ikka. The bread is only there to lessen the bite of the salt. Shapas tfelelo, because the bread is secondary to the salty food. Zayaklal, kol shu ikka v'yimam tfelelo, whichever is the ikka food and has a secondary food with it. Mevarech ala ikka potos hatfelelo. You make a bracha on the salty food, the main thing, that exempts even bread. Ask the Gemara, mi ikka midei, davin miliach ikka pas tfelelo. How could there be a situation where the salty thing is the main thing? When the bread is secondary, this is talking about people who eat fruit from the land right near the Kinneret, which is a very, 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 very sweet, and it can only be eaten together with a lot of bread, so that the sweetness shouldn't damage it. And that's why they also put a lot of salt in it. So that the sweetness shouldn't damage the throat, and to take away some of the sharpness of the salt, they would eat bread as well. It was secondary, so they'd make a bracha on the salty food, and then in the peros kinosar, that would exempt the bread. When we were following Rabbi Yochanan to eat the fruit of ginosar, when we had 100 students. Each one took 10 fruit. When we were 10 of us, each of the 10 of us took 100 fruit. So we had 1,000 fruit. And the fruit were so big that 100 fruit filled up a basket of 3 sa'a. So therefore, there were 30 sa'a total of the fruit. And Rabbi Yochanan ate all of that fruit, and he swore that he still wasn't filled up. Says the Gemara, "Ziyuna salkataytech." What do you mean? He wasn't. He didn't eat anything that fills him up at all. Elema mizona. No, it means that he tasted it. The food sustained him, but it didn't fill him up. Rabbi Avo Ochil Ad Habisharakli Dudva Meapose. Rabbi Avo would eat so much Paris Kinosar until a fly would slip on his forehead because of the sweat that came out of him because his skin became very shiny from eating so much Paris Kinosar. Ravami Ravasi Av Achli Ad Dinosar Mazayu. They ate so much fruit that their hair would start falling out. Rabbi Shim Ben Lakish Havi Ochil Ad Murid. He used to eat Peres Kinosar until he would go nuts. His mind would start not functioning, and he was so crazy that he wouldn't return to his house. Amru Rabbi Yochanan Ludevei Nasiya. Rabbi Yochanan told the people from the house of the Nasi to help him go home. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would send a group of people after him, Umaisle Lebese, and they would bring Reish Lakish back to his house. That's how nuts he got when he ate so much peros kinosar. Ki asa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael or Omar, Irach asa shlol Yanai HaMelech b'Har HaMelech. There was a city that Yanai had in Har HaMelech. Shayu motzim men shishim ribo safle taris. They would have 600,000 cups filled with pieces of a certain kind of fish. Lakotasei te'enim. To feed the workers who were cutting the figs. Me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. This was their weekly amount of food that they needed in this city. Ki asa Rav and Amar, Ilan Echad Hayel Ol Yanai Melech Bahar Melech. He had a certain tree there, and there were a lot of birds there. Shayim Aridin Men Arbaim Saw Gozos Mishalosh Brechos Bechodesh. They would catch from this, just from this tree alone, 40 saw of small birds from 3 rounds of eggs. in 1 month. A ton of birds this tree produced. Kiyas Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, it's talking about how bountiful was the fruit. The reason these stories are here is to show us the bounty of the fruit of Eretz Yisrael and the birds of Eretz Yisrael. Kiyas Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Irachas Shalish of Eretz Yisrael. When Yerushalayim came to Eretz Yisrael, he said there was a city in Eretz Yisrael, the Gufanis Shema. It was called Gufanis, and it had so many people in the city. There were 80 pairs of Kohen brothers married to 80 pairs of sisters. Badku Rabbanan mi Sura v'ad Naharda v'lo Ashru Bami Banti Rav Chista. So that was before the Churban. But nowadays, right, and now in times of the Gemara, they checked from Surah until Narata, they couldn't even find one. They couldn't even find one pair of this kind of a marriage, except for Chutz Mibanti Rav Chista, except for the daughters of Rav Chista, Dahavan and Siban. They were married to two brothers, Lerani Barachama, Lamar Okva Barachama, Avagav Inu Havi Kahanta, even though the girls were Bas Kohanim. Inulah Havi Kahani. The men weren't even Kohanim. So even the one pair they had weren't even Kohanim. Amrav, Kol Suda Shein Bamelach Ein Suda. Any meal that does not have salt is not considered to be a legit Suda, because the bread in those times was not edible if you didn't have salt in it. Amrav Chir Rav Rav Yochanan, Kol Suda Shein Basarif. If it doesn't have any meal that does not have like a soup, Ein Suda is not considered a Chashiva Suda. Let's continue in the Mishnah. A person ate grapes, figs, and pomegranates. You bench after them. Divram Galirah. We hold you bench after the Shiva Saminim, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. The Chum say no, he's saying Allah eats. Rabbi Kiva Omer Afilu Achal Shalak. Even if you cook vegetables, Umizono, and that's your meal, you bench on vegetables, even if that's your meal. That's Rabbi Kiva holds. We obviously don't hold that way. Show some maimon sama mavarch shakal mebedvaro. If you're thirsty, you drink water, you make shakal. I betarfen omer that before, but you make bar nefashas rabbas a chasron. You don't say shakal the bracha first. You make bar nefashas. That's the way Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn no. It means you make a shakal and you also make a bar nefashas afterwards. My time in the Rebbe Gamliel. What's the reason Gamliel says that you bench after the shiva saminim? Tiksiv. Eretz chita usaora, the land of wheat and barley. Uksiv eretz asher lo b'miskinus tocha b'alechem v'gomer, and it also says that it's a land that you're not going to eat bread dangerously. Uksiv v'chalta v'savato v'erachta shem lokecha. So it sounds like v'chalta v'savato v'erachta is going on the whole pasuk. So anything you eat there, you bench. Rabbanon Eretz Hifsik, and you know the second Eretz Hashem Lo Mistach about Lechem, only going on the Lechem that you bench on. Rabbi Gamliel Nami Eretz Hifsik, and what does he do with that idea? Isn't there a word Eretz and Bnei Humbayil Mute Hakos Zachita? That's coming to exclude someone who just eats a kernel of wheat. Yeah, that guy doesn't bench, but all the other Shiva Saminim. So once said Eretz Lechem, so you need that, but all the other Shemus Aminim really you would bench on. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidim Rabbi Chanina Kol Shem Bichamesh Saminim Betchil Barach Lebar Minim Zonos L'Masop Barachas Mein Shalosh. Anything that's on the Shemus Aminim, any of the Chamesh Saminim, wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt, so it's Mizonos and Ala Mechia. Amar Rabbi Bar Yidim Rabbi Shemun Levi Kol Shehu Mishemus Aminim, anything from Shemus Aminim, and it's not grain. B'tchilim v'rach le'bar p'yitz, b'sof v'rachas m'hin shalosh. It's ha'etz, and then ala'etz. Amalei abad ravdivi, ma'ini v'rachas m'hin shalosh. What is v'rachas m'hin shalosh? Amalei aperi de'etz on grapes and pomegranates and figs and dates. on all the fruits that are not wheat and barley. Allah eats, I'll pray eats. This is the bracha. Allah eats, I'll pray eats. On the fruit of the tree, and the fruit of the tree. On the great land that you allow us to eat from. Rachim, Hashem, Makan, Yisrael, Mecha. Have mercy on the Jewish people. Hashem, Mecha, 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 on the Mikdash and the Mizbeach, Tivit Yerushalayim, Koshachem, Meher V'Yeminu, Ha'alim, Sachav, Sachem, Yivah, rebuild Yerushalayim, we should rejoice in the Ki'atoto, Meitav HaKol. Now, the Chameshes HaMinim, what about on the five Minim, on wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt, Al HaMichyev, Al HaKakol, Vatanu Vesasada, on those things that sustain us, the Choseim, Al HaOretz, Al HaMichyev, Michtim, Mimai Chasim, what's the end of the bracha? Ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Chasim Barosh Chodesh. On Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Rav ends Baruch Makadish Yisrael Rosh Chodashim. So you see, he could say two things. Hachamai, what about here? Rav Chista Amar Al Oretz Al Peros Seha. Rav Yochan Amar Al Haoretz Al Peros. And Amar Rav Amram Lo Pligi. It's not a machlokas halon va'aluhu. One Israel Yisrael, one's for Babel. Al Aris Al Peros, the Gemara thinks first is Eretz Yisrael, Al Peros says Babel. Says Gemara, it should be the opposite. Maskul Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Inu Achle Vanan Mevarchin. The people of Bnei Eretz Yisrael are eating and we make the bracha for them. So El Epoch, it should be the opposite. Rav Chista Amar Al Aris Al Peros. Rav Chista says Al Aris Al Peros, he was in Chutz Laaretz. Rav Yochan Amar Al Aris Al Peros Seha. Rav Yochan is in Eretz Yisrael, he says he makes the bracha Al Aris. Vial Peros Seha. Let's continue with Amud Beis. On Rishon Rabbeinu, Rishon Rabbeinu, Al Habeya, on an egg, Valmine, Kufra, all kinds of meat, Betchil Mavar, Shahakol, Besop, Baran, Farshus, Rabos, Shahakol, Father, Baran, Farshus, Chul, Abba, Yarka, Lo. Vegetables, you don't make a bracha achrona. Rabbi Yitzchak, what are you talking about? Afilu Yarka, Abba, Mayalo. Yeah, you make a bracha achrona vegetables, not on water. Papa, Afilu Maya. Even on water, you make a Baran, Farshus. Marzuch, Abba, Krav Yitzchak, Baravdimi. Marzuch did like Rav Yitzchak by Rav Dimi. He made a bracha achrona after eggs and meat, but not vegetables. Rav Shimon Rashi Avid Rav Yitzchak. He did the Rav Yitzchak that he even did after vegetables, but not after water. V'simonech. The way to remember this is Chad Ketrei V'Trei Kechad. The one who had one name did like the one who had two names, and the one who had two names did like the one who had one name. Amar Rav Ashi. I know Zimna Dechi Madkarna. Rav Ashi says, when I remember, sounds like he didn't do this all the time. When I remember, Avidu Kikulu, I make a bar nefashis even on the water. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Kol shetan brachal achrav, tan brachal lefanim. Anything you make a brachal achron on, for sure has to have a brachal rishon. V'yishtan brachal lefanim, v'yin tan brachal achrav. But there's some things, Mishnah Nida says, some things have a brachal rishon, but not a brachal achron on. Bishlam, the Rabbi Yitzchak, barav dimi, lafuke yarka, so vegetables. Le Rabbi Yitzchak, lafuke maya, water. Eller Rav Papa, but Rav Papa said he even make a bracha achrona on water. So what's the thing that you do make a bracha rishon, not a bracha achrona? Lafuke my, what's coming to exclude? Lafuke mitzvos. Comes to exclude mitzvos. Mitzvos you make a bracha before the mitzvah, not after the mitzvah. What about according to the people in Eretz Yisrael, that after they took off their tefillin, they made a bracha, mevarche, asher gesham, sovitzon, lishmor chukav, lafuke my, what's coming to exclude? They did make a bracha after certain mitzvos. Machlokas, are we showing them just after tefillin? Or after all mitzvahs. Lafuki Rechani comes to exclude a reach. Amar Rabbiyani Rav, Kol Shu Kebetza, Betza Tovim Menu. Anything, any type of food which is the size of a betza, an egg is more healthy than. Kiyasa Ravan Amar Tavim Beyasa Migul Galta. An egg is more, one slightly cooked egg, which is soft, is better. Mishisa Kaise Salta, from 6 lugan of flour. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar that one egg that's cooked, slightly cooked, is better than 6 lug of flour. But matfayasa, but if the egg is fully cooked, it's better than arba, better than 4 lug of solas. Mivushalta, if it's cooked in water like a hard boiled egg, kol shu kebetza beitza tovei meno. Any other food that's the size of a kebetza, an egg is better than it. Lavarmi bisra, except for meat, which is just as good as the egg. Rabbi Kiva Omer Afilu Achal Shalak, even if you eat cooked vegetables, you bench. Umiya Kamiya Havi Shalak Mizone, how could someone say that vegetables really fill you up, you can bench them? I'm Ravashi, Bikelach Shalkru of Shone. We're talking about cabbage, and that really fills you up. Tana Rabbanan, Tchol Yafli Shanaim Kashal Bnei Meyayim. Spleen is good for the teeth and bad for the stomach. Kreshin, Kashal Shanaim Yafli Bnei Meyayim. This animal food is bad for the teeth and good for the digestion, good for the stomach. Kol yerek chai morik, every raw vegetable causes your face to get pale. V'chol katan, anything that's not fully grown, maktin, causes you to shrink. You get shorter. V'chol nefesh, anything that's alive, meishiv es nefesh, helps you, strengthens your life. V'chol karav lenefesh, the closer you are to the face, which is the place that you are alive, you breathe from, meishiv es nefesh is more healthy for the body. Kruv lemazon utradin lerefuah. Like we said before, cabbage fills you up, and beets are healthy. They make you feel better. Oil labayas shalefas overas besocho. Woe is to the stomach that turnip passes through it. Amar tchol yafleshayim v'kashul levayim. Spleen is good for the teeth and bad for the stomach. Maita kind of what should you do? Nilasim v'neshadis. So just chew it and then spit it out. Creation kashul neshayim v'yafleshayim v'yayim. It's the opposite. This animal food is the opposite. It's bad for the teeth and good for the stomach. Maita kind of what should you do? Shakinu v'nevlenu. Fully cook it and then just swallow it. Don't chew it so it doesn't damage your teeth. Kol yerek chayim morik. Any raw vegetable causes your face to get pale. This is referring to the first meal after you just had bloodletting, which was a medicinal process in the times of the Gemara. It's acupuncture. Shows if you eat vegetables before early in the day, before 4 hours of the day, no one should speak to you. My time shemrecha, because you're going to have your breath is going to smell from the vegetables. The other guy hasn't eaten yet, so it's going to hurt him. Not only should you not speak to a guy, you yourself shouldn't eat before 4 hours. You shouldn't eat vegetables before 4 hours of the day. So you think, because same reason, because people are going to speak to you and then they're going to get hurt. So Amei Rav Rashi was sitting around. I see Kamayu Yerek Chai. They brought raw vegetables, called them Arbashos before 4 hours. They Amei Rav Rashi Ochel. Amei Rav Rashi ate the vegetables. Umazucha lo ochel. He didn't eat them. Amar le, so Amei Rav Rashi said to Mazucha, Amar le, my daitach, why are you not eating? The Ravitza called Ochel Yer, called them Arbashos Osel, Sabimim Shemrecha. They not allowed to talk to guys, just ate vegetables. Varanan, the Kachlin, become Mishnah's Padan. But we ate it and you're talking to us. Amar le, no, I hold like the other opinion. No, Kid Ravitza's real. I hold like the other opinion, Ravitza. No, not that it's usher to talk to somebody who did that. It's usher to eat the vegetable before 4 hours. That's why I didn't eat it, but I can talk to you. That's not a problem. Kol katan maktin. Anything that's not fully ripened or fully developed and you eat it causes you to shrink. Even a fat goat, but it's not fully developed, it's going to cause you to shrink. That's only if it hasn't grown a quarter. River, once it's grown a quarter of its full size, less than about, it's no problem. Call nefesh, meshuv nefesh, anything that has life gives strength to your life. Amrav papa, filu gildi de begile, even small fish also give you life. Call a karav lenefesh, meshuv nefesh, anything that's closer to the place of your life gives you more life. Amrav achamar Yaakov, uk unka, it's talking about the neck of the animal. Amal, because it's very near where you breathe from in the mouth. Amali Rav Lashami, Rav said to his assistant, Kimaisisli, to the Bistra, when you go to the butcher to buy me a small piece of raw meat, Tarach Vaislam Hech de Mikrav Lebe Baruch, try to get to me from the neck, whatever's closest to the head. Kruv Lamazonu Shradun Lerefua. We said before that cabbage is good for to fill you up. And beets are good for health, says the Gemara. Ukruv lemazon in the refuah lo. You mean cabbage isn't good for your health? Vatani shishdivarim rapin sachol lemichalyut. Refuahs and refuahs. Six things cause you to get better. Veilein kruv cabbage, utradin and beets. Umei sisin, mint, devash, honey, vikeva, stuff from the stomach of the animal, vicheres, or the womb of the animal. Vioseres hakavin and the extra piece of the kidney. Answer the Gemara, the liver. Excuse me. Answer the Gemara. Elaima kruv af lemazon. Yeah. Yeah, it means that cabbage not only helps you refuah, it also fills you up. Oilu labayis shalavas over zoho, woe is to the stomach that the turnip passes through. And ask the Gemara, is that really true that the turnip is so bad for you? Turnip's bad for you? Ain't he? Amalei Rava Lashami, didn't Rava say to his assistant, ki chaz is lifter b'shuka, when you see a turnip in the market, lo tebeli b'may karchas rifta, don't ask what I'm going to want on my bread. Rather, just go get it for me because I like the turnip. It's good for me. So you see, turnip is good for you. I'm Rabbi Mibli Basar. Without meat, it's bad for you. But when it's together with meat, it's good for you. Varava Amar Mibli Yain. If you don't drink wine after, it's bad for you. But if you drink wine after, it's okay. Itmar Rav Amar Mibli Basar. Shmuel Mibli Eitzim. Shmuel says if you don't fully cook it on wood. Rav Yochan Amar Mibli Yayin. If you don't drink wine after. Amalei Rav Rav Papa Sudani. Rav said to Rav Papa, you beer maker. Anan Tavrin Le Bibisra V'chamra. We break the power of the turnip by cooking it and by drinking wine afterwards. Atun de lo nafesh luchamer, you don't have a lot of wine, but my time, so what do you break the taste with? Amrale, bitsive, we just super cook it a lot. Kihad de visu de Rav Papa, like the wife of Rav Papa, basa de mevashlala, after she cooks the turnip, tavala betamlan ofi parsiasa, they cook it and cook it and cook it with 80 pieces of wood to make sure it's fully cooked. Tana Rabbanon, a rabbi's Tana Braisa, Doug Katan Maliach, a small salted fish, Pam Shumamis, sometimes it can cause death. Beshiva Sarabasim Beshiva, on the 7th day after it's salted, the 17th day and the 27th day, Ramil Abasim Beshlosha, some say the 23rd day. Lo Amron Elba Matve, Lo Matve, only if it's not fully cooked. Abel Matve Shaper, if it's fully fried, less than but it's not a problem. Delo Matve Shaper, Lo Amron. And even if it's not fully fried, it's only El Delo Shasa Bas Yeshicha if you didn't drink beer afterwards. El Shasa Bas Yeshicha, if you drink beer afterwards, less than, but it's not a problem. Shasa Mayim Lutzamo, if you're thirsty, drink water, you should make a Shahako. Says, well, Lafuke Mai, what does this come to? Amr of Idi Bar Oven, Lafuke Laman Techanakte Umtza. If you got strangled by a piece of meat going down your throat and you're drinking wine just to cause the meat to go down, you don't make a bracha on that. Because you're not drinking it because you're thirsty. Rav Tarfanomer, born in Farsas Rabbis Chasronon. You also make a born in Farsas Amalei Rabbi Barachan Alabai, Vamilo, the Rav Yos Hilchas Amaris, Aloch Amalei, Puk Chazi Mayam Adabar. Go see what people are doing. And what people are doing is Shahakal beforehand and born in Farsas afterwards, even by water. Have a wonderful day.